Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Back again like a bad penny.
Back in the saddle, kids.
Oh, no. And a red horse. Uh-oh.
Back for more punishment.
Oh, boy, guys. No, seriously now. Please do make sure you're subscribed to all three channels, Evolutionary EE Arts, and also on Heart's Home, the newest channel. And so what we got going right now is, as we see here, we have an oil rig on fire. This is in Mobile, Alabama. Currently, multiple firefighters, accompanied by several other companies, are battling a large fire that erupted on an oil rig situated on the east side of Mobile, Alabama River. Towering oil rig structure was found to have housed a substantial quantity of diesel, hydraulic fluid, and oil, with additional potential hazards on board. The authorities have reported that the origin of the fire remains unknown at this time. I'm sure they'll do a thorough investigation. And, you know, here you go again. You know, oil rigs, huge targets in, you know, time of war. Absolutely. You know, again, it's all about the infrastructure. It's all about the energy. It's about the food supply. It's about resupplying. And here, I mean, Mobile, Alabama. And, you know, what do you think of when you think of Mobile, Alabama? I think of Red Pegasus is with Mobile Oil, right? Came from Standard Oil, Exxon Mobil, the merger, and the Red Flying Horse. And we were just talking about the Black Horse that was on, you know, the train and that whole situation, and the guides were saying, you know, Red Horse is next, and then there's just two other horses left. As you see, Mobile Gas over at Crossetts. Boy, that's like going back to the 50s, is it? Maybe the 40s. Long time ago. And, you know, there are multiple rigs, as you see here from this article. Says there's about 50 gas and oil rigs operating in Alabama waters. Some were erected as many as 40 years ago, but most came online during the late 80s. The rigs produce about $580 million a year for the state's general fund. I was trying to locate actual ownership of this one particular one, but could not find it. As Cindy picked up her phone really quick, and it's 444 on the phone. There you go. It's all about manifestation. This should be the biggest news story of the year. The former CDC director just said that your and ours tax dollars funded the creation of the plague upon the land. And his colleagues lied about it to cover up their own asses. Uh-oh. I don't know if we're supposed to say that now. Uh-oh. Naughty words here, but I'm sure that's gentle compared to most people that when they find out. As you see Benny Johnson here tweeting, CDC director just admitted that the sickle maker helped to, well, we're talking about that whole gain of function. When you take something that is potentially bad and make it far worse, isn't it just stupid? You know, I mean, the whole premise, well, we got to make it worse so we could see what would happen if it did get worse. How about you just stop screwing with Mother Nature? Well, it's because, again, you know, what is the big purpose? What is the big purpose? As you can see, this statement's huge. And we were talking about arrest warrants, you know, a couple of days ago. And yes, oh, well, I don't know. This statement here, right? I think people have other ideas about where the sickle maker should go. Maybe he should be enjoying a vacation in a very hot place with some other diabolical people throughout our history.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess this is the part where I get so extremely frustrated when I hear this blatant information and it's in front of everyone and these beings are getting away with what they're getting away with. And there's, you know, a little mention here, a mention there of jail or some consequence. But when has there been a consequence for any of these beings? When? You know, I mean, who's really in charge? It's just like a free-for-all with these entities. And they walk around and they do what they want because they know they're above the law, because that's the way the system was designed. It's designed to protect them. And when we come to that understanding as more of a collective, then we can actually do something about it. But there's just not enough of us that are woke, or I don't like the word woke.
Awake.
They ruined that term too. Woke. Yeah. I know. That's like another whole big long story. But, you know, and now, like with the guides, you know, we have the black horse. And I kind of want to throw this out to you guys too. The black horse symbology. It turns out the black horse is famine, and it's on a train, and that's a really big deal. And then they told me, okay, you know, the red horse is next. And now they showed me a red horse. It was very bright, very new. And then this mobile gas is on fire, and here we have a red horse. I just can't help but think, when the guides come through to me, there's many layers of information. So anything you guys are thinking too, throw it out there. I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, and to clarify, we don't know. I have not been able to find out who owns it, so I don't know that it is Mobile Gas, Mobile Exxon Corp, but it is Mobile Alabama, and again, it's just interesting to say the least. So, you know, as you can see here, Marjorie Taylor Greene bringing up interesting points. You know, how could some of these people be literally free at this point in time? Still boggles the mind in the average people. When you look at these numbers, Dr. Eli David, Australia, highest excess mortality in 80 years. New Zealand, highest excess mortality in 100 years. What could possibly be wrong? We were talking about the miscarriages, the stillborns, all the athletes dropping with, you know, sudden myocarditis. You know, of course, we had SIDS with kids for years, and now we have SADS with everybody else. And, of course, died suddenly, and the, you know, all these things being taken out of the human body. All these discoveries during autopsies and coroners, you know, it's just, it boggles the mind that they can still be walking free just even at this moment, or even the last year. I mean, it's pretty darn obvious. You know, if it was a legitimate court of law, it's a done case. It's all done. Meanwhile, you still got these Dr. Frankensteins out there reviving a zombie virus that spent 48,500 years frozen in permafrost. Yeah, scientists have revived another virus. And of course, they call it a zombie virus. Zombie virus, zombie apocalypse. You know, there's so many people that feel like there's something big still out there that hasn't been seen yet. And we've kind of gotten that there still is like two things that we haven't encountered yet. One might be the direct result of ouch, so to speak, and the other is something very different. And, you know, again, when we remote view ahead, the biggest loss is in the next couple of years. You know, it's in the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. This is when it feels like we have the biggest loss of people from the 3D realm. So, you know, could it be the big, you know, E type of thing? You know, the thing that resembles Marburg, but it's something different, some sort of hybrid. You know, there's something coming. We know. Again, when you get too close, this is where we know that we have to be very, very careful, because everything is coming out now in droves, and it's going to demand massive action. There's just going to be no way you're going to be able to keep the public contained without massive action. So this is when they will most likely trigger. You know, you got a couple of choices. It's something bigger. I mean, is this a little clue right here, you know, or is it more of a bird, H5N1 type of mutation thing? Is it something to do with a variation of Crutchfield-Jacobs, like Matt Cow, you know, like the zombie deer stuff we've seen? We've seen reanimated bugs going around, and they're dead, and they're moving. It's, You can't make up the fact that we are, it seems like we are living in a sci-fi movie, you know, a sci-fi horror movie. So warmer temperatures in the Arctic are thawing the region's permafrost, a frozen layer of soil beneath the ground, potentially stirring viruses that, after lying dormant for tens of thousands of years, could endanger animal and human health. And then you have an ancient bear that was found melted out of a Siberian permafrost. Scientists hope it will be a breakthrough for ancient animal study. They dissect it and again, resurrect a zombie virus of some sort. And then we have talk of the U.S. Going into Mexico militarily. What? Yeah, no. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham stated today that he's preparing to present legislation to the Senate that would allow for the deployment of U.S. military forces to Mexico. This comes after four Americans were kidnapped, with three most likely being killed. He sure looked like they were no longer amongst the living in the videos. And you could recognize that, you know, Lindsey Graham, he's another career person. He's like a Nancy P and so many others, Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer. I mean, these guys are career. They feel like it's their, you know, God-given birthright to stay in forever. And, you know, thus they're so deeply entrenched and they're, you know, totally set on creating WW3. Why? Well, because, again, you got to have a bigger distraction. And, you know, what's a bigger distraction than bombs flying over everybody's heads?
That's right. We definitely have a lot going on. And we really cannot forget what we need to do is definitely go within and work on our soul, work on our energy body, work on the natural evolution of ourselves. And I know it's such a chaotic time, but I just don't want people to lose focus. You know, keep your eye on the prize, and the prize is your higher self. The prize is your light body. The prize is to be free of all of this and create our world for ourselves that we want to live in.
Absolutely. You know, so just a message, the people that can change this are the people in the militaries, the people in the police forces, the people in all forms of quote unquote public service. When you recognize you haven't been serving the public, you're serving something entirely different. It's time to make a change. And talk about cute Kung Fu Panda Bear. Yes. Mm-hmm. Look at him. This guy's got mad skills, and he's showing it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just natural talent. He did not have to do anything to learn to do that. Well, he did have to play a lot. Yeah, that's about it.
He does remind me a lot of Rama in some ways. Rama, our 100 and 510-pound Dobie, is just like that. He's just a nonstop playing machine. Mm-hmm. And this guy is cute. So guys, keep putting the positive vibes out there. Keep sharing the videos. Keep waking up people. Do all you can to prepare. Again, it's definitely a time in which preparation is critical, because we are really deep in the thickest of it. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.